Turn now to local sports here on KNKX. And Seattle hosts the WNBA All-Star Game for the first time Saturday afternoon at Key Arena. One of the big draws for local fans will be to honor Storm veteran Sue Bird. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kirsten Kendrick about Bird and her team being in the national spotlight this week.
This will definitely be special for Sue Bird, Art, playing in her 10th All-Star game, but for the first time in front of her hometown fans.
Yeah, this is a big event. I think it's kind of a salute to Sue weekend. Mm-hmm. She's also in the three-point shooting contest. She's a starting guard on this team. She is one of two Storm reps. Brianna Stewart, center, was chosen as a reserve. So this is going to be, I think, a big deal for a lot of fans who have grown to appreciate Sue Bird. Her talent, her diligence, and her community participation is really unparalleled. In fact, Sue Bird is the longest tenured professional athlete in all the sports here in town. She started in 2002. Kind of amazing. That's a long time for a pro sports athlete to stay in one town. But the longest tenured Seahawk is John Ryan, the punter. He joined the team in 2008. And Felix Hernandez is the longest tenured Mariner when he came up and made his major league debut in 2005. So Sue predates all of them.
Wow.
And at 36, she's still a productive player. She's averaging 30 minutes a game. She's scoring 12.5 points a game and has 7 assists a game. Really a remarkable thing, and especially given how much time she has spent playing overseas. That's very difficult to maintain the body, and she's done it so well. I'm not saying that this is going to necessarily be her last season, but it is a remarkable tenure here in Seattle, and I really do hope people appreciate what she's accomplished and continues to do at an age where a lot of players say, nope, I'm done. She's still prevailing, and it's going to be a great celebration of her feats.
It'll be a wonderful time for fans to show their appreciation. And the All-Star Game for the first time in Seattle is the second time this week that the Storm and Key Arena are in the national spotlight.
Yeah, they made some news this week when they became the first team in any pro sport to affiliate with Planned Parenthood. You wouldn't think that a nonprofit so concerned with women's reproductive health would be controversial, but obviously it's been a lightning rod for a number of years politically. And so the Storm are taking a little bit of a risk. Now, this is an ownership-led initiative. What ownership did was deliver $5 for every ticket sold in that game, and that amounted to $42,000 to contribute to Planned Parenthood. So that was a real statement about priorities and what drives them. But it's also going to alienate some people. There were a handful of protesters this week ahead of the game. Nothing happened, no big conflict. But that's certainly going to grow as attention is given, probably in the national telecast, to what the Storm did as a precursor for other teams and other causes.
Well, that sponsorship of Planned Parenthood, as you mentioned, was an ownership decision, but the Storm players have spoken out on issues in the past, weighing in on the Black Lives Matter movement.
Right. The social injustice issues really resonated with many individuals in the WNBA and the NBA and other sports as well. And the Storm players took the initiative by wearing T-shirts symbolizing the protest of social injustice. I think they distinguished themselves in a way that was provocative without being confrontational. And I think that kind of activism we're going to see a lot more in sports. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. In fact, I think we all should know more about our sports teams and the athletes who are part of them. We may disagree. There may be conservative causes that are driving some players. I want to hear about that too. I don't think the dialogue hurts anyone. In fact, I hope it enlightens many, and I salute the WNBA and the Storm for being activist in this situation.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.